Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. You requested him. He is on the line. Andrew Filippone, who does afternoon radio in Pittsburgh, joins us on the show today. Pony, I tried to tell you what was going to happen. You fought it. You disagreed. You argued it. But I was right, wasn't I?
Wait a minute. Who requested it? What is this now? Total Request Live? You're Carson Daly? You give the listeners what they want? They wanted you to bring me back on to make fun of me today?
That's what people asked. People were very upset by your appearance last week. They said, hey, the chickens came home to roost. You got to eat your humble pie. You got to eat crow. All of those cliche sayings. I said I'd at least put the call out. You could have declined the invite, but you're a stand-up guy. You said, hey, I'll come on and talk about the game. So I had to ask you on.
Well, let's just make a few things clear here. Number one, the Steelers lost the game more than the Chiefs won it. The Steelers' incompetent offense, in over his head offensive coordinator, 39-year-old quarterback, overrated wide receivers, lost them that game. If the Chiefs start the game the way that they did against the Steelers versus the Bills, the Chiefs, exactly 1 week from now, will be in the same spot as the Steelers, watching the AFC Championship game from their nice couches. So, hey, you beat a team that had no business being in the playoffs. Congratulations. But if you play like that early against Buffalo, you're not gonna make it very long in these playoffs, Carrington.
Pony, you can't feel that way after we have now
seen. Yes, I do.
We have now seen eight quarters of these two teams play each other, and Pittsburgh, outside of the first quarter in the second game, has not been competitive in any way against Kansas City. I actually think Pittsburgh played as well as they could possibly play for the first 20 minutes of the game. They found themselves down 21-17 with Kansas City getting the ball back at half.
You're only telling half the story when you say that. You're only giving a half truth. Their defense could not have played better in the first quarter of the game. Their offense sucked. Their offense, their coaches,
that's their offense
Mike
most
Tomlin,
of the time, though, Pony. Their offense isn't good.
No, that's because their offensive coordinator is an idiot. And their head coach made a terrible mistake promoting him to offensive coordinator. Mike Tomlin, in places like Kansas City, gets praised for being one of the best coaches in the NFL. Explain to me how you say, oh, we'll take the ball. We don't need to defer into the second half. And your opening series, you've scripted it all week, is run the ball twice up the middle for no gain and then just have Ben Roethlisberger chuck it downfield on third down. That is terrible coaching. There were no wrinkles. There were no surprises. If you want to start with the ball, do something different. Go five wide, maybe go heavy, extra offensive linemen, multiple tight ends, bring your overpaid fullback into the game. Do something that makes Kansas City say, holy crap, we didn't game plan for this. What the hell is this? No, it was the same and expecting different results. And that's on Tomlin and that's on Canada. They know they have a limited Ben Roethlisberger, but they pretended like they didn't and thought, well, we can just go into this game with the same process and we're going to actually shock the world and score some points offensively. Stupid with a capital S, Carrington.
But, Pony, you can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs with a limited quarterback. I came on your show and said Ben Roethlisberger stinks.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can beat him with a limited quarterback. Do you think Ryan Tannehill's good?
I think Ryan Tannehill is vastly superior to Ben Roethlisberger, and
I don't think he's nearly limited in the ways that Ben Roethlisberger is. You said you can't beat the Chiefs with a limited quarterback. You don't think he's limited?
I don't think that Ryan Tannehill is elite.
He's a limited quarterback, and you know it.
I think he's more than capable. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is capable. I think we saw that. I kept telling you, I think Ben Roethlisberger is the worst non-rookie quarterback in the National Football League. And for the first three quarters of the game, he was maybe even worse than I remembered the last 2 weeks when I saw him play against each other.
But that's not true either. The guy's not anywhere close to what he used to be. However, if my options for a playoff game were the following three quarterbacks, Ben Roethlisberger, Jalen Hurts, and Baker Mayfield, I'm taking Big Ben. I'm not loving it. I'm not excited about it, but he's better than both of those guys right now, Carrington. How could you argue that?
I would take Jalen Hurts and his athleticism over Ben Roethlisberger. Now,
oh, he looked really athletic with the interceptions he was throwing in that game against Tampa. Man, he was setting the world on fire.
I mean, right now we're really arguing the difference between would you rather die in a car wreck, be burned to death, or drown to death. They're all terrible options here.
Right. But at least Ben Roethlisberger has done it before. Those other two guys were never was quarterbacks. They've never done anything. And that's why Roethlisberger, we at least have to be respectful when we talk about him. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. It's the same way you guys talk about Len Dawson. You need to be very respectful. Yeah, it was ugly in the very last game, but let's give the guy his props for having one of the greatest quarterback careers of all time.
Right now, we're talking to Andrew Filippone, who hosts Afternoons in Pittsburgh. You guys wanted him. He has made his triumphant return. Pony, what part of the game did you realize that you were wrong? Because leading into the game, you tweeted out, I think it was 28-27 Chiefs. You thought this was going to be a dogfight. I listened to you talk to our mutual friend, Nick Wright. You felt like Pittsburgh had a chance to be really competitive in this thing. When did you realize, oh, crap, I'm wrong?
The Kelce touchdown on 3rd and 20 at the end of the first half was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. You know, the offensive series beforehand, you got to be able to pick up a first down. You've got receivers that talk big and don't back it up. Claypool, Johnson, these guys are very overrated. The Steelers' luck of drafting wide receivers in the 2nd and 3rd round and turning them into stars, that's ended. Those guys aren't that good. And so when they were dropping footballs or not on the same page with Ben, and then they had to punt the ball back and the defense was just too tired. Guys, I think, were too exhausted, too gassed. You know, you've got Watt and Hayward playing their butts off, but they can't. It's 11-on-2 at that point. So that was really it. I felt at that moment with the Chiefs getting the ball back to start the second half that the game was over pretty much. And, yes, Nick was right, but it'll be very, very wrong. His Josh Allen slander has really reached a new level, a new low. It's one thing to try to crap on the Steelers and their minus 55-point differential, but the things he is saying about Buffalo, the team that had the perfect offensive display against Bill Belichick, he should really be taken off the air for some of those comments, Carrington. They go beyond the pale.
Pony, you're talking to a Kansas City audience that is obviously very excited, very thrilled after the thrashing they handed your Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday.
No, they shouldn't be, though. Right?
They should really be business per usual.
You don't celebrate wins like that. You guys have been to back-to-back Super Bowls. You don't go crazy for wins like that.
I mean, I don't think it's celebration in the fact of I don't see people partying in the streets or anything. It's just we're happy to have moved on. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. They were prey. They were food. We knew they were. We devoured it. We moved on. We're still healthy. We now play our biggest game of the season against a worthy opponent in the Buffalo Bills. So I don't want you to think that Kansas City is out smoking stogies or drinking scotch off this win. But we all knew that Pittsburgh was bad. You treated them like a bad football team.
Right. And I would say embrace this. You don't know how long it's going to last. You know, we were very lucky in Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger where we never got a losing season in 18 years, and you guys would, I think, sign up right now. If Patrick Mahomes has Ben Roethlisberger's career, Carrington, you would sign in blood for that. If Mahomes retires fifth all-time in passing yards with 2 Super Bowl wins and an incredible game-winning drive with an awesome throw to win a Super Bowl, wouldn't you just sign away your life for that right now?
Yeah, of course.
If Mahomes can even match Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone would take one more Super Bowl appearance and one more win. I have a feeling Mahomes is going to do a little bit better than that, just given the start that he's in. This is the last question, Pony. I want to get you out of here on this. Now that we've seen Super Wild Card Weekend for two consecutive years, we have seen the seven seed not be competitive in three of the four games. Is this proof that it was wrong to expand the playoffs?
No. No, because it's not just about the way the seven seeds perform against the two seeds. The other big benefit, in my opinion, to structuring the playoffs this way is that it never made sense to me that the two seed got the same exact reward as the best team in a conference. Why were we for so many years rewarding second place the same way as first place? The team that is the best team in a given conference for the entire regular season, to the victor goes the spoils. And so I love that the top seed is the only team that gets to rest. Now, if you're Nick Wright, you think, oh, this is actually better than rest. But we'll see about that, Nick. Would you rather be playing Cincinnati or Buffalo this week? I know my answer, so we'll check it out on Sunday night. I'm going with the Bills, Carrington. You already know that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we can just sense the hate and tone in your voice. That's Andrew Filippone with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, one of the best sports talk hosts in the country. Pony, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for hopping on today.
Bye, Carrington.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.